How long had we been standing like this in the icy wind? An hour? Simply an hour? 60 minutes? Surely it was a dream.
Ellie sees the morning star in the sky and cannot believe that so many terrible things have happened in such a short amount of time. When he says, one single night, Ellie is partly referring to the night that has just passed, in which he lost his mother and sisters and saw babies being put into an oven. But Ellie could also mean that the whole experience, since the time he left the ghetto, has been like one long, terrible, dark night. Remember that Night is the book's title, and that a lot of frightening events in the book take place at night, the Jewish council meeting, the train, and the arrival at the concentration camp. In addition, Ellie swears that he will never forget his first night in the camp, which he says has turned his life into one long night. Maybe he means that his experiences at Auschwitz were too terrible to get over. They have made him see life as one long period of darkness and fear. Let's think more about what he might mean as we read on. Keep your eyes open for other references to night or darkness as we continue reading. Pick up after the space at the top of page 35 with, "Not far from us."
Not far from us, there were some prisoners at work. Some were digging holes, others carrying sand. None of them so much as glanced at us. We were so many dried-up trees in the heart of a desert. Behind me, some people were talking. I had not the slightest desire to listen to what they were saying, to know who was talking or what they were talking about. No one dared to raise his voice, though there was no supervisor near us. People whispered. Perhaps it was because of the thick smoke which poisoned the air and took one by the throat. We were made to go into a new barracks in the gypsies' camp, in ranks of five. "And now, stay where you are!" There was no floor, a roof and four walls. Our feet sank into the mud. Another spell of waiting began. I went to sleep standing up. I dreamed of a bed, of my mother's caress. And I woke up. I was standing, my feet in the mud. Some people collapsed and lay where they were. Others cried, "Are you mad? We've been told to stay standing. Do you want to bring trouble on us all?" As if all the trouble in the world had not descended already upon our heads. Gradually, we all sat down in the mud, but we had to jump up constantly every time a capo came in to see if anybody had a pair of new shoes. If so, they had to be given up to him. It was no use opposing this. Blows rained down, and in the final reckoning, you had lost your shoes anyway. I had new shoes myself, but as they were coated with a thick layer of mud, no one had noticed them. I thanked God in an improvised prayer for having created mud in his infinite and wonderful universe. Suddenly, the silence grew oppressive. An SS officer